Hey, that's your husband over there, right? The tall guy, playing pool with the blonde. Yeah? She's going to fuck him tonight. I am too. That got your attention, didn't it? Aw. Having trouble speaking, honey? Feeling a little dizzy? A little weak? That would be the roofie colada you downed about half an hour ago. Guess you can really feel it, huh? Don't worry, honey. Me and my friends will take good care of you. And of him, your husband. You see that waitress over there? The one with the short hair and all the piercings? You know, the one you went off at earlier, accusing her of flirting with your husband? Yeah? That's Joanne. And she's a friend. Too bad you were such a bitch to her. Otherwise, there's no way in hell Joe would have let me slip that roofie into your drink. She's real ethical like that, you know? But after you made such a fuss about her, insisting on speaking to her manager, trying to get her fired, well, honestly, she didn't take much convincing. So, here we are. Oh, look at that. Your husband is really handsy, isn't he? Not that Cindy minds. Cindy's the blonde he's playing pool with right now. Another friend of mine. To be honest, Cindy wanted to fuck him the moment you guys came into the bar tonight. She's like that, Cindy. Of course, nothing would have happened if you hadn't been such a bitch to Joe, but now, looks like she's going to get her chance. And it looks like your husband, what's his name? Donnie? Dennis. Dennis, stupid name. Looks like Dennis doesn't mind at all. Looks like she's getting pretty handsy right back, isn't she? Okay, if I'm being honest, Cindy's kind of a slut. Oh, I don't mean in a judgmental, slut-shaming way. I mean, she's my friend, right? But if it's got two legs and a cock, well, Cindy's all over it. Just like she'll be all over your husband later tonight. Riding him. Fucking him. No. Don't try and get up, honey. Really. It's pointless. Just sit quietly, like a good girl. Watch how much fun Dennis and Cindy are having together. Now, me. I'm not like Cindy. I mean, sure, I like to have fun. I like to fuck, if it comes to that. But what I really like, what really gets me off, is this. Standing here behind you, taking control while you're helpless to do anything about it. Dominating you, telling you how it's going to be. Watching you squirm, tearing up like the helpless little bitch you are. Watching my friend flirt and giggle and touch your dear husband. Oh. Knowing that he's going to be sticking that married dick into her and into me tonight. And no doubt he'll have the best fuck he's had since, well, since he married you. Just thinking about that, That's what gets me off. Oh, look at the time. Watch. Here's what's going to happen. You see, Joanne, she's taking off her apron and dropping it off at the bar. Her shift is over. Okay. There. Now she's walking over to the pool table where Cindy and your Dennis are playing, talking to them. She's telling them that you had too much to drink tonight and aren't feeling well. She's offering to drive you home so you can lie down. Smile. Dennis is looking over. No? No problem. I will, Oh, looks like Dennis isn't sure about that. He wants to take you home himself, but. And there's Cindy, whispering something in his ear, touching his arm, and sure enough, now he's good with the plan. That didn't take much, did it? just a couple of beers, cute blonde on his arm, and you're forgotten. Now Jo's coming over. I'll help her load you into the car, and then, well, you're all hers. I'll be joining Dennis and Cindy for a little fun. He looks like the kind of guy who can handle two women, doesn't he? Guess I'll find out. Oh, and Joanne, my waitress friend? Huh. Honestly, it was kind of funny you accusing her of flirting with your husband, because, you know, she isn't really into men. Not at all. But I'm sure she'll be clearing things up with you soon enough. After all, the two of you have all night to get to know each other, right? I'm sure it will be lots of fun. For Joanna, at least. And don't worry, we'll finish up with Dennis tonight, and you can have him back tomorrow. That is, if you want him back. Who knows? Maybe by tomorrow morning, you and Joanne will be a thing. Have fun, babe.